It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's great to have you along today, and I hope that you get a special blessing from the study of the Word of God. We're in Philippians chapter 2. We're going to be reading from the 5th through the 11th verse today. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. While you're looking that up in your Bibles, I want to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located 18th and Church Street in Hamilton, Illinois, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'd love to invite you to the services. At 9:30 each Sunday morning, we have Sunday school. 10:35, we have church service. 7 o'clock on Sunday night, we have Bible study. Monday night at 7 o'clock, we'll be having the Bible study at the nursing home in La Harpe, at the La Harpe Devere Health Care Center. And I'd love for you to come and join us there, if you could, in that area. Then Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, we have ladies' Bible study here at the church. Wednesday night, we're back here at church again at 7 o'clock for a Bible study in the evening. And I'd love for you to enjoy the study of the Word of God. And we do. We love to study the precious Scripture. We're in the book of Isaiah. We're in the book of Deuteronomy. And we just, in La Harpe, we're in the book of Acts. In the ladies' Bible study there in Revelation. And so you can see that we're in so many different areas of the Scripture. We love studying the precious Word. And here on the radio, we're in Philippians. And so please that you would come and join us if you can. If not, love to hear from you. Drop us a card. Let us know that you're listening. And especially if there's any need that you have that we can help you with, well, please let us know. Now, Philippians chapter 2, beginning to read with verse 5. Let this be mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of the things in heaven, the things in earth, and the things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of the precious Word. Father, I ask you that you would just guide and lead us and bring people, Father, to their knees, that they understand the need to be saved, that they would come to know you today, meet you at the cross. Oh, it's so important, Father, that they come and be saved, Father. They need to know they're lost so they can be saved, and they need to see that lost condition of their heart, face that sin, and realize I can't do a thing about it except coming by faith to you, being saved, having those sins taken away. Lord, please touch the heart of the lost today. I also ask you that you'll touch the heart of the saved, that you will bring them and awaken them, Father. We are placed almost to rock to sleep anymore with all the social activities and things that seem to be connected with the church, Lord. I ask you that we rid ourselves of everything that's unnecessary, and we come to one thing, and that's the study of the Word of God, to find and know the truth, that we may grow and become stronger in your power and strength. Now I ask, Father, that you'll guide and lead us now as we study this Word today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I love the study of the Word of God. Now, we find ourselves here in the second chapter, verse 5 of Philippians. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You know, we've read through the verses of Scripture before that, the condition that our heart should be in as a believer should be a heart of love, a heart that's humble, a heart that places everyone else ahead of us, places everyone's needs before ours. And this is the mind of Christ. Jesus did that. Jesus set his glory aside. He could have stayed in heaven and stayed with the Father. Instead of that, he listened to his Father's will and was obedient unto that, came down to this earth. And as this Scripture tells us, that he thought it not robbery. Let's just read those verses of Scripture again. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now he came down from heaven. And when he came down from heaven, a lot of people had a lot of problems when he says, I am God. A lot of people had trouble with that. They didn't accept that, and they still don't to this day. A lot of people think that Jesus was just a good man. They do not realize that Jesus is the Son of God. And when he came down here upon this earth to buy us, to pay for us, and the Scripture tells us he was obedient all the way to the cross, according to verse 8. And when we need to understand that, as we have looked in the past Scriptures, that when he came to this earth, he was no less God. He placed his power, he took on the body of man. And when he took on the body of a man, he looked like you and me. We have several verses of Scripture here. And so his glory, to say that he left his power in heaven is not true. He left his countenance, his radiance, his glory as far as to look upon him. He left that at home. He left that in his home, heaven. And he came down here and took on the body of a man. And when he did that, he left that part at home. But that's the only part that he did not bring with him. He was completely God, fully God. Only in appearance has he changed. He is God. And because he came down and took on the body of a man, he was no less God. He had no less power because he did this. Again, the change was in his appearance. He has come to this earth. He lived upon this earth for 33 years. And in that 33 years, he never once committed one single sin. He was born not of man, but the Father of the Holy Spirit, born of a woman, born of Mary, and he was placed upon this earth as a child, grew as a child into a young adult, into a young man, and at 30 years old, his ministry started. And at the age, it started from the beginning, of course, but as far as what we know in the Gospels, much of it is from his last 3 years, 3 to 3.5 years. And his purpose of being born and taking this body on was that he could come to buy us. He lived here right with us. And he took every temptation. Everything was given to him that's given to us. And yet never once did he falter, because he was God. And he didn't stop at any place short of the cross. He went all the way, and he died a horrible death upon the cross of Calvary. Now that's what he was given to do. That was his responsibility, and he did that. He came to show himself, the miracles he performed, the folks that he healed, the raising of the dead, all those things was to show that I am God. I am here to redeem you. And his blood was spilled out, and he died upon the cross, that you and I can live. God loves us so much. Let's look at these verses of Scripture here. I want you to see that. I want you to come to Jesus and accept that free gift today. I don't want you to miss it at all. And you know, here we have in verse 7, and verse 6 we've read and covered a little bit last week, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. No, he didn't think that to be robbery or anything wrong with it, because he was God. Completely, fully God. He didn't leave his power. He didn't leave his deity at home. He was God. He was God as he walked upon this earth. And don't let anybody else convince you of that. And there's many of folks out there trying to do that, trying to get you away from the Word of God and get you away from the truth. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, because he was God. But made himself, he did this. Verse 7, he made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant. Now, you know, we have in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and it's verse 19, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 19. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. That was Paul's desire. Paul wanted to to live a life as a servant. He chose that life so that he could win some for Jesus Christ. He was willing to not take a high position or not taking a high job or a place of authority. He humbled himself, put himself in the place of a servant so that he might win some. He came to serve, to reach out, to tell people that Jesus died for you, died on the cross of Calvary for you. Will you please come by faith and be saved? That was Paul's heart. That was Paul's desire. And it says here that I might gain the more, that the more would be saved because of Paul, because of the life he had. Well, the Lord Jesus took on the place of a servant and the form of a servant, the Scripture says, but made himself of no reputation. Jesus, being God, complete. The only thing that he did not have as he walked here upon this earth, he left, and the only word I can come with to help you understand is his glory, his radiance. You see, if he would have come to earth with the brilliance, the sin that's in our life, we could not have looked upon him without dying. And so he left that at home, come with no reputation. He didn't take himself a high position, even though he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He still came very humble, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. That's what Jesus did. God, the Son of God, came down from heaven, and this is what he has done. He took no reputation, took on the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Now, I love the scripture verses as we read through, and last week we read very quickly. We read through chapter 2 of Hebrews all the way through to the first verse of chapter 3. We also read back in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. And we read much scripture last week, didn't really get to visit a lot. We were just reading the precious Word, and I love reading the Word. I go to the Word of God, and it gives me a peace and a joy in my heart. I hope that you can relax and feel much comfort and joy as you study the Word of God. If I want to be comforted, if I want to be the patience of God, if I want the joy of God, if I want to feel the love of God, I go to His Word. It's there, and I love it. I love studying and love searching the precious Word. We read last week, and I'm just going to read one verse, and that's Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Jesus he's fulfilled that. He has died upon the cross of Calvary that every one of us might live. That's a free gift he gives you. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you know, according to Romans chapter 10, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart, you got to have it here, my friend. You got to have it in your heart. And the only way you can get it in your heart is if you let God touch your heart. Let that Holy Spirit, let Him come and touch your heart, and then you realize how wretched and how wicked you are and realize that you need a sinner, and please come to Jesus. He tasted death for every man, so that you and I can live. It's great, it's wonderful what Jesus, the things that He's done for us. You know, we have here in the seventh verse again, made Himself of no reputation, took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Now I'd like to read to you what Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 tells us. God said, I love that. You know, we've been talking about that in Bible study here the last few weeks. God said, you know, I wish today that when you would see something in the Word of God and realize that what you're doing is contrary to the Word of God, and you read it in the Word, that means God said it. And if God said it, then you better do it. I get very tired of these and put out with these folks today that can change the Word of God to fit their lifestyle. can change the Word of God so they can go to whatever activities they want to go to. My friend, God said it. You better listen to it. And if you choose not to listen to it, it doesn't take any power away from God. But I tell you what, you're playing with fire when God says and you don't listen. And so I'm asking you to wake up and pay attention here. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Again, God said, "Let us make man in our own image, in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish and the sea," and it continues through there. But the part I want you to see is God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Now we have here in Philippians telling us, God made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Isn't it something how God spoke, God said, and made us? And then God himself took on the form that we have so that he could come, pay that debt of sin that we might live and that we might be back in fellowship with him. And I thought that was worthy of reading in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Now, we have several things again. Made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, okay? He can't, still God, completely, fully God, no less. Taking on the body of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. We've got several verses of Scripture here that I'd love to share with you. As we go now to Psalms chapter 40, verses 6 through 8. Psalms 40, verses 6 through 8. It says, "Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me." Oh, I don't want you to miss that. In the volume of the book it is written of me. Don't ever discard any of the Word of God. Don't ever try to leave and forsake any of it. It is God's Word, and God's Word is a purpose to tell us about salvation in Jesus Christ. Tell us of Jesus and who we are to be. You will never find an instruction book that will grab a hold of your heart and guide and lead you to holy, godly living like this precious book. And because it is a book that is alive, this book will touch your heart every day and every minute, hour, or second of every day it comes. And it will guide you and it will lead you, because the leadership of the Holy Spirit will take these words upon the precious pages of the Scriptures and apply them to your heart. Now, if you're trying to read through the Bible, and I've heard many people do that, they brag about how many times they've read through the Scripture. Well, my dear friend, you slow up enough, and I'd rather that you read very slowly and take a lot of your lifetime, if that's what it's going to take, but study the Word of God. Let that Word of God touch your heart. Don't read it like you'd read a volume. A lot of people love different versions of the Scripture. They use the Living Bible because it's much more comfortable for them, or they use the NIV. There's many different types that they use. And my friend, I'd like for you to go back to King James, because I believe that that's the closest to the Word of God, and I believe that's what you should be studying from. And I'm not saying just loosely, easily reading it, searching it as being the Word of God as it is. Please, that you don't miss that. Look to the Word of God. Search that precious Word. But I love that in this verse in Psalms chapter 40, where it tells us that I come in the volume of the book it is written of me. I want you to find Jesus in the precious Word. He's there. It's a joy to read of him. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. The precious Scripture as we enjoy looking through and studying the sweet Word of God. Now, we have here being found in fashion as a man, verse 8, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Now we have some other verses of Scripture here that I would love to share with you. And if we would look to Hebrews chapter 10, I'd love for you to turn there with me if you would like. Hebrews chapter 10, and I'm going to read verses 5 through 7. Hebrews 10, beginning with verse 5. And see if this doesn't sound familiar. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Same as in Psalms 40. My friend, don't ever discard the Old Testament. Look to that precious word and grow and come to know it. It's glorious. It's wonderful. I want you to see that. That was Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 through 7. And if you missed writing down the first scripture verse, it's Psalms 40, verses 6 through 8. Look and compare those two sweet verses of Scripture. Let's look now at Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. I've got quite a number here, but I don't want to stop. And I'm staying right here in verse 7 and 8 of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2, 7 and 8. I'm going to other verses of Scripture so you can see what it's really telling us. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. That's verse 7, Philippians 2, 7. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death of the cross. Now, once again, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in the things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmities. By reason hereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sin. And no man taketh this honor upon himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong cryings and tears unto him that was able to save from him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Let me read that for you again. I want it very clear. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obeyed, called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Jesus went all the way to the cross. He asked the Father, he pleaded with the Father, do I have to take this cup? And it was required. And so with all the obedience and the love the Son had for the Father and the Father for the Son was obedient and followed. We have also, again, keep in mind, Philippians, I hope you have your Bible open, Philippians chapter 2, 7 and 8, because we continue with other verses of Scripture here in Isaiah. Isaiah 52, verse 14, as many were astonished at thee, his visage was as so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. You know the condition that Jesus was upon the cross of Calvary? He was beaten to the point that whipped, that you couldn't even tell that it was a man by the time they nailed him upon the cross of Calvary. the story continues for us to understand, and the precious Word, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, has recorded this. And this is a story of truth. Isaiah 53, verses 2 through 12. It says, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant." And again, keep Ephesians here, verses really 6, 7, and 8, all in mind as we're reading through Isaiah 53. And now I'll begin again, Isaiah 53, beginning with verse 2. "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquitted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every man to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before a shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of the people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great. And he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." Oh, my friend, Jesus went to the cross of Calvary. Jesus, as verse 7, Philippians tells us, made himself of no reputation, didn't take the position that was proper to him as God. He took on the position of a lowly servant, of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Do you understand what Jesus, what he has done for you? Do you understand that he has left heaven, he's come down here upon earth, taken on the body of a man, no less God, taken on the body of a man, and he lived and then died upon the cross of Calvary. And upon the death upon the cross of Calvary, all the sins of all the people were laid upon his shoulders. And he took all the sin that you and I have ever committed or ever will commit. Every man that's ever lived, every person that's ever lived, the sin has been placed upon the shoulders of Jesus. And he died with the weight of that sin. Not only his body was torn and ripped apart, but also the weight of that sin was upon him. And he died there. He died there for one purpose and one reason, and that was that you and I can live. Now, will you please come by faith and be saved? Will you trust in the cross of Calvary? Will you trust in that precious free gift that he gives every individual that's ever lived, has an opportunity to be saved? Will you please trust in Jesus today and be saved? My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?